Listening Library presents The Lost and the Found by Kat Clark. Read for you by Catherine McEwen. Chapter 1. She knows. She definitely knows. I'm not sure how she knows. I'm not stupid enough to keep a diary, and I'm not one of those weirdos who's all, "Mum's my best friend and we tell each other everything." Maybe it's some kind of sixth sense unique to mothers. It's there in her eyes every time she looks at me. The problem is, I can't tell how she feels about it. Why can't that show up in her eyes too? Is she angry? Disappointed? Disapproving? Resigned? A little bit proud? How's Martha's mum doing at work? Have they announced the layoffs yet? It's a trap. Classic. Of course, there's no way I'm falling for it. I shrug. Dunno. She came in pretty late last night. I think she went out for drinks after her evening class. I sip my tea, cool as you like. Martha says she's been pretty stressed about it. Mum nods. She knows when she's beaten. It must be tough. They're loaded though, aren't they? Martha's dad earns enough for both of them. I don't know why she bothers working in the first place. This was the wrong thing to say. I wouldn't normally be so careless, but I'm exhausted. Mum's big time into feminism and equal opportunities and not relying on men. Funny thing is, I agree with her, but I'd never tell her that. Arguing is much more fun. But Mum's not biting today. She's obviously got other things on her mind. Are you okay, Mum? I try not to ask more than 3 times a day.